Remember, you can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. Back here on Darren, Donnie, and Chase, our show is brought to you by Creation CBD, products curated for life. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe with you on this gorgeous Wednesday here in Nashville as we are broadcasting live here at Nissan Stadium. The Stadium Series has been announced. The Navy Federal Credit Union, February 26, 2022. Predators will be hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning, and the commissioner, Gary Bettman, who we played the press conference live at the beginning, you heard from. He is in the house. He is in the box with us. Commissioner Bettman, how you doing?
I'm doing great. And as always, it's great to be in Nashville.
Are you glad to put to rest our questions over and over and over again about when are we going to get a stadium series?
No, because it'll take about another week, and then you'll be asking for something else, which we'll be happy to accommodate because, as I quoted Roman Yossi before, there's no place to throw a party like Nashville, and that's why I said it's always great to be here. We've always had great events here, and this game will be no exception.
Yeah, you're probably right on what you said. We just haven't figured out exactly what it is, but you're right. You know, we got to talk to you in Dallas at the Cotton Bowl. That was an unbelievable day.
It was.
As the Stars hosted the Predators, an unbelievable environment. Tell you what, for fans out there that have never experienced it, and you've been through this now, and these stadium series have really – the one, obviously, last year, or was it last year in Tahoe? They're all running together. That backdrop, it was just unbelievable. But here, to see this place filled up with, and the Lightning have never been in this environment, how cool is this going to be?
They're going to love it. It's sensational. And frankly, you know, you talked about, you mentioned Tahoe. That's the first time in over 30 games that we really got as impacted by weather as we did. But
yep,
that's the beauty. There are a couple of things about the outdoor game that make it so special. You know, sports is the ultimate reality show, and when we go outside, it takes it to an entirely different level. But the other thing that makes playing in a stadium like this, which is different than obviously in Tahoe where we had no fans – for obvious reasons, our players in our game generally doesn't take place in front of 70,000 people like we'll have here for the Stadium Series game. It creates an excitement and an energy that even surpasses what we believe is the most exciting and energetic game in person, namely NHL hockey. So the players love it. The fans love it. It is truly an unforgettable experience.
I thought you said something interesting there towards the end about the word non-traditional market. And you know what? We were all guilty. I'm guilty. Back in the day, like we used to say that all the time. And I chuckle when I bring this up because when you think about these two teams and these two markets, one, we haven't used that word here. I don't even know the last
time.
It's been a good while since we've used that term.
Because
but you said it best, and I just want the listeners to hear exactly what you said about that.
There's no such thing as a non-traditional market. This and Tampa are warm weather markets, but these clubs who have been such an integral part of the communities in which they play have built their own traditions, have incredible fan bases. Hockey at the grassroots level has been growing dramatically. This is a hockey market, and I tell you on behalf of the NHL, not only are we thrilled to be here, we're proud to be here with our Predators.
We're talking to Commissioner Gary Bettman from the NHL. We're here at Nissan Stadium, the Stadium Series coming here in February. And, Commissioner, as you mentioned, it's not going to be just the day of the game. There's going to be a lot leading up to this. Our city likes hearing that. Of course, they like to throw a big party. There's going to be a lot of big events.
And we'll announce them as it gets closer. But we're viewing this as a week-long celebration. And just think back to the Stanley Cup Final, what we collectively did around the Stanley Cup Final. I mean, Broadway, as far as the eye could see, was just packed with people. Music was an integral part of it. Even the tradition that the team developed where you never knew who was going to sing the national anthem, but you knew more likely than not it was going to be somebody very well known and very cool. That's all part of what makes hockey in Nashville not only great, but traditional.
No question. Well, there's another new market coming up. Unfortunately, Nashville goes down in the books as the first victim for the Kraken. But at the
talk about self-sacrifice for a cause.
Yeah, somebody had to be the one, right?
Right.
But at the broadcasters' meetings, we got that sneak preview of what Seattle has done with their arena and with the community. It's just unbelievable, the buzz that's going on out there right now.
Well, Seattle will have been our second successful expansion in a handful of years. The market is exploding with enthusiasm. The arena is incredible, and so it by bringing Seattle into the league, we've actually made our game and our league stronger. Not to mention, we've created a little bit of a geographic rivalry in the Pacific Northwest. But our franchises as a whole have never been stronger, have never been healthier, and to come out of the last 19 months as solidly and as strong as we have is a testament to the game, the players, our organizations, both at the league and the club level, but most importantly, our fans.
We're talking to NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman here, and Darren Donican Chase says, the Stadium Series will be here in February, but you mentioned TNT and your new TV partners with ESPN and TNT. NBC was tremendous, but as you talk about taking next steps and moving forward with the league, I mean, how cool is it to have now two national TV partners like that?
It's great. You know, unlike the other three majors, us being in the top four with them, they're on multiple platforms getting multiple promotion. NBC was a really good partner, did a lot to cover the game. The production was first class. But now we have an opportunity to get even more widely promoted, and we get different takes on how the game should be produced. And the reaction initially has been overwhelming. I mean, both last Tuesday and Wednesday night, the initial broadcasts by ESPN and TNT were record ratings. I think our fans are excited about the energy that's being brought to us by our new media partners, and they're bringing another level of creativity to covering our games. And, you know, ultimately, a sports league is defined by the connection that it has with its fans, and whether it's our broadcast partners or putting on big events like outdoor games in places like Nashville, those are all points of connectivity.
And it's crazy to see because, you know, 20-something years ago when the Predators started, it was you had a radio broadcast and you had a television broadcast, and that was it. Now everything's digital, and there's different ways you can get things, and you have to evolve with that.
We have to evolve. I think I became commissioner 11 years before the iPhone came out. So in terms of how we consume content, how we are entertained, the world has changed, and we need to make sure that we're connecting with our fans on the terms that they want. And I mean that in two respects. One isn't just the technology or the platforms. It's also the content that we're creating. And again, tentpole events like All-Star Games, like outdoor games, that's all part of the connectivity and the content that we create to make our fans feel a part of the game. It's also why we do all-access shows. Our fans, particularly younger fans, and we skew younger than the other majors, that's what they want. It's not just about what was the score last night. We want to see highlights. We want to know more about the players. We want to know everything that's going on throughout the league, and that's what we're trying to deliver our fans. And actually, that's what the Predators have done so well in this community. It's why Predators hockey has become such a dominant force in Nashville.
Commissioner, I have a text here asking, is Sean Henry really the best CEO in the league?
He's on my list of the top 32. Sean's great.
That's a great answer.
Thanks. I just made it up. No, but he is terrific. I mean, from ownership on down, from day one, this has been a franchise that has been defined by and committed to its fans. And being a part of the community is an essential part of what their mission is.
Well, thanks for coming by today. Thanks for the announcement. We're really, really excited. It can't get here soon enough.
Soon enough, we need it to be a little cooler.
Yeah, it does need to be a little bit cooler.
We want to be in winter, so we'll wait a couple of months, but it's going to be great, and we're thrilled to be here. And again, I have to thank the Titans for sharing their home with us because this doesn't happen without them. And Mayor Cooper, not to be confused with the coach of the Lightning, couldn't be more welcoming and more gracious and more supportive of yet another event in Nashville.
Cool. We look forward to the All-Star announcement soon, whenever that
is. It didn't take a week.
we're compiling the list now. Hey, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, guys.
NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman, always good to chat with him as we sit here in our broadcast booth here at Nissan Stadium. The big announcement today, the Navy Federal Credit Union Stadium Series rolls along, and it's stopping here in Music City, February 26, 2022, as the Predators host the Tampa Bay Lightning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with one of the top 32 president and CEOs in the league. Sean Henry will do that on the other side. As you're listening to Darren Donica Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.